Yerushalmi Brachos, Daf Pei Gimel. We're continuing with the Mishnah on the top of Pei Beis, Amid Beis. The Mishnah continues the discussion of Beishami Beis Hillel Nageya de Hilchos Suda. And the halakha we're talking about now is the machlokas of Beishami Beis Hillel about the Seder of the Brachos to make. The Seder of the Brachos to make. So first the Gemara discusses an halakha Nageya to when you can be mafsik in the bracha itself between the tiers of dayim and the completion of the suda. So the Mishnah says, Beishamai Oimim, Beishamai says, Chabdenes Habayis. The end of the meal, we go ahead and we clean the floor, we clean the room of where we ate. Yankak Noitlin Yadayim. And afterwards, we go ahead and we wash our hands, we wash my makronim. And what are we talking about when we talk about the continuing of the suda? So we're talking about the halakas that the Mishnah says that the place where we eat, that there are crumbs that especially if we eat, sit on the floor, on pillows on the floor, so the floor has many crumbs, you're allowed to go ahead and sweep the floor, and then afterwards wash my makronim. Now the Beis Shammai says, first halakha is your mechabdin. First you go ahead and you do the floor, clean the floor, and then you go ahead and you... And you go ahead and you wash my makronim. What is the concern? We're concerned, as the Pei Moshe says, the pa'omim shashemesh amaretz maniach apurin sheish bem gezayas. That maybe the shamesh, the waiter, is an amaretz, and he'll leave the crumbs that are left over that have a shear of a gezayas. Now notu yadayim tchila. He says that Pei Moshe, if you're going to wash my makronim first, now your hands are wet. I've seen it as Oakland. You're going to go ahead and ruin the leftover food. Even if you're not eating it now, but Lamaisa, you're being Baltashas, you're destroying the food. Shamayim Akronim, Nemosim, Aleim, Nemosim. It'll sprinkle on it the water, Akronim, and it'll cause it to be moss. It'll become a ruin the food that's Baltashas. So therefore, first clean the floor, remove the crumbs from the table. And then you go ahead and do my Akronim so you don't destroy the food. Beis Hillel says in the Mishnah, the other way around. First you do a machronim, and then you machab nes habayis. What's the reason for Beis Shammai? What does Beis Hillel hold? Beis Hillel holds because since the halakha is Beis Hillel has a different machlokas, whether you're allowed to use a shamash ha'aretz or not. A waiter has to be a talmid chacham, so that he knows the halakas of how to do, what to do first, what to serve first, how to serve properly. Beis Shammai says you're allowed to even use a shamash ha'aretz. So according to Beis Hillel, you're not allowed to use a shamash ha'aretz mistam. He's a talmid chacham, and therefore he knows you can't leave crumbs that have a kazayas around. You're not supposed to do that. Baltashkas on the crumbs. So first he closes it or clean it up, and remove those crumbs. And then afterwards, you go ahead, and then you do my makronim first. We don't have to worry about that you're going to destroy it, be a dayim. And the right, now we pasuk lemaisa in this area, like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Hillel, that we're not required to be bodek, the shamish, the waiter, whether he's considered a talmid chacham or ma'aretz. We pasuk in that, you can even use, like Beis Shammai, you can even use in a shamish, who's a ma'aretz, doesn't have to know the halakha, doesn't have to be familiar with the halakhas. Lamaisa, we're not concerned of, even according to Beis Hillel, about the getting food in the morning, and explain why we're not. But the idea of the Mishnah is that it's because of baltashkas and the food, that's why you let him echab dines habayis versus the Seder, then you go to the heel sitayim ma'am rechronim. Take the Gemara my time, Beis Shammai. What's the machlokas Beis Shammai? What's the reason of Beis Shammai? Why? What's the reason? When they open Oakland, as we just said, because we don't destroy the food. We don't want to ruin the food. The fact that you wash first, so the water will get all over the food, and it'll ruin it. You won't be able to eat it. So it's baltashkas. Well, my time with Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, why can you do my makronim first? Because he says, I'm a shamash bikeach. He's a bikeach. And if he's a bikeach, who we know is a mavi peruin kazayas, he already moved away the peruin that are kazayas, the crumbs that are kazayas. And therefore, we don't have to worry about to get root. And therefore, Menichu Bakum Zal, he less than Exias. And less than Exias, there's no concern. We don't have to worry about ruining the thing. There's no din, there's no Indian of worrying about food, Baltashka, so it's less than Exias. So, maybe, therefore, you first go ahead, it's only left, since it's the Shamash Tamakokum, so therefore, there was only that's left to be Pukas Mikasias, and that's not a problem of, that would not be a concern of the din of, that would not be a concern of to be able to go ahead and to have a ruin the food, because all that's left is the roux, is the food that is considered on the on that's less than a kazayas, and therefore it's not, there's no concern that will be considered ma'abi the ochel. Interesting that the Gemara here, the lashon we use, it doesn't say tamakol, it says mishamish pikeach. The lashon pikeach is used rather than the halacha of a tamakolkum, because the idea of the tamakolkum, to say that we want to mevazeh tamakolkum, that a person should go ahead and only use a waiter tamakolkum, it's a bizayon, it's not a proper halacha for an avoda for a tamakolkum. So it means a pikeach, when someone who knows the halachas, doesn't mean it's a tamakolkum per se in the sense of a tamakolkum as we know, as we usually refer to it, but since someone who knows the halachas of the food, that's the idea of the pikeach, is a lashon that we find would be concerned now to take away the concern that of being able to go ahead and be a bizayon on the open. That would not be a concern. So the Gemara says, so that's the machlokes by Gemara Beishamay Sila in the Mishnah. Yet the Gemara says this halakha makes only a situation only in a machlokes negeya to where it's a pachas mikazayas. More than a kazayas, the concern would be a concern, lechayra according to Beis Hillel. And therefore, there would be a concern maybe that the person would, you'd ruin the food. But since it's not a concern because it never happens, because it's a shamash, it's a pikeach, I mean, therefore the halacha is that you first go ahead and do my mechorim, and then go ahead and mechabit the bayis or mechabit the shulchan. Next mishnah in halacha. Halachas of the seder, the brachos, as to what you're supposed to do in a situation. Situation where the Pnei Moshe explains the Gemara on Kimta Mishnah or Kimta, it's talking about a case a person is eight Shabbos Mincha, eight Shabbos afternoon of Suda, and it got dark. Now he wants to be Gomer Suda, and therefore we know, and he only has one cup. If he added more than one, be able to have two cups of yain, it's not a problem. Make a yain on Birchas Hamazon, and then you go ahead and make a yain on Avdolah. But over here we're talking about, we only have one cup of wine, so what should he do? Should he use the wine for benching, Birchas Hamazon, tuna kos, or should he go ahead and save it for Avdolah, or use one kos for both? What's the procedure? So the Mishnah says, Beis Shammai says, Ner Hamazon b'samam Avdolah, we go ahead and we use, the Seder is to do the, is first you make a bracha on the ner, on the bar mitzvah, then you make on the mazon, then you make on birchas hamazon, on the suda, besamim, and then havdalah. Now again, why havdalah last? Everyone agrees havdalah is last, so we'll see in the Gemara. Havdalah is last because you go ahead to extend the time between Shabbos. You don't want Shabbos to end quickly, you want it to end later. So immediately you push off this amount of Shabbos. So therefore havdalah is at the end. And birchas hamazon, though, has to be in the beginning. Beginning, because you have to, it's the first thing, it's Mavirin Ala Mitzvos. You ate, you have to bench. So, but Beis Shammai says Ner comes first. Why is Ner first? So we say, and Mefarshim explain, and the Ner comes first because Ner has a separate special halakha to it. The Ner comes first because since we're afraid that you're going to burn the Ner, as we said earlier, you're not going to have enough Ner left. So Mamela, therefore, we say Ner even before Bechas HaMazon. But Beis Hillel says, no, Ner was some Muslim Abdullah. The Nair, what is the procedure? First, Nair has the same idea as Beis Hillel, as Beis Shammai. Nair comes first. However, next is Besamim, because Besamim comes after Nair, together with Nair, before even Birchas HaMazon, and then Avdolah. What is the reason why Nair and Besamim have to go together? So we said the idea that Gemara is going to explain that the Sfarah is that the whole Sfarah of Beis Shammai is that first Nair goes first. Birchas HaMazon should go first before everything else. But Nair comes first because Nair is something we're afraid that the Nair is going to burn out. You're not going to have enough to extend it. And therefore we go ahead, we want to make the bracha on Nair first. But afterwards, Birchas HaMazon. But Beis Hillel says, no, if you make Birchas Nair, you should make Besamim right away. Because again, the same idea. Besamim is not a nicker that you're ending Shabbos early. But Besamim is the idea is that you have you're making on the Nair. So I mean, it's mainly you have the you left in the Shema Yisera. So if a person feels the loss, therefore that's why we have the Besamim. So mainly for the Besamim should be said even before Birchas HaMazon, because the time is there. Again, it's not Abdullah, we still don't want to do first because you want to prolong Shabbos. But the Besamim, that is something that you're able to do, and you're able to do. That would be the Machlokes of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Negeya to Neb Besamim. So Now what's the svara? It says the Rashmi Salu on Nair first, because Nair is something that you nana right away. once you light the fire, you make a bracha on it, because miyad yinena. You don't have to go ahead and light the wine, drink the wine, or even smell the besamim. The nair is, you see it right there. You benefit from the light. Therefore, that should be made a bracha first. Kuliyam lo pligi. Besamim, though, since you're doing malacha, you feel yitzia Shabbos, you did a malacha by lighting the nair. So, therefore, that should, the next Beis Hillel says that's appropriate to do the besamim right afterwards. And then the first and the besamim rather than the birchas hamazon. Beshamay said the Mishnah ended. The Mishnah has a separate machlokas negeah to the proper lashon. What's the proper bracha on the ner? So Beshamay says bara ma'or ha'esh. You make a bracha on ma'or ha'esh, and the who created the fire. And Beisil Omrim bari ma'or ha'esh. Who's going ahead? Who creates the fire? What's the nafkamina? Obviously, so again, the Moshe explains, because he didn't create now the fire. Creating the fire, created the first Matzah Shabbos by Bria Sa'olam. The first Shabbos, Matzah Shabbos, after Shabbos, the light was created when Adam was kicked out of Gan Eden, so Hashem created the light. So Mamela, that's one of that back then. So Mamela, if it's back then, it's la'avar. So you say shabara, he created, not borei that he is creating, he will create. And the second thing is also, you make the bracha, you don't make ma'ori na'or, it's one light, it's one, you make one lashon yachid, it's one light. Beis Hillel says, no, borei, you're going on, it's going on la'avar, it's fine. And also, you say, ma'ori lashon rabim, kabi givonim yesh ba'shalhevas. When you put a shalhevas, there are many colors. Aduma is red and white and yellow. And therefore, on the multicolors of the shalhevas is what you can make the lashon rabim, you can make the bracha. So they're arguing in two aspects of the nusach of the bracha that we make, and the bracha of ner. Says the Gemara. The Gemara explains. The Braisa, Tani Bilan Rav Yudah, Yudah says, Nakhil B'Shamay Hillel. Nakhil B'Shamay Hillel is only Amazon Shubitchila. It's only Nageya Birkas Amazon. We said, Megidam Dosh B'Sof. There, no one argues. They both agreed that Alaka. What's the Machlokas? I'm in Echaglu. Only Al Ma'or La B'Samim. B'Shamay says, B'Samim Ma'or. As we explain, B'Samim comes first. And then, the B'Shamay says, B'Samim Ma'or. Brokas is, B'Samim is first. And then is the of the Ma'or. B'samim here goes first according to this sheet of Yehuda. B'samim goes first because it's a yashiv nafsho, because it's coming for the tikkun for the loss of the neshama yisera. So according to Rav Yehuda, the b'samim would go first even before the ner, before you do the malacha. And Beis Hillel says no ma'or b'samim. You always go the ma'or first, and then you do the b'samim. Again, the svara is Beis Hillel said that, because since we said before that everyone agrees that Birkas HaMazon is four, but the Shaila is on the Ma'or, which is the Iker. So again, Beis Shammai said you do the Ar first, the B'samim first, because that the end, but the Ar is second. Beis Hillel says the Ar is first because it's the Ner, you nene from that first, you nene from that even without having to do any act. B'samim, you have to smell, the Yayin, you have to drink. So therefore, this becomes first, according to Beis Hillel, that you make the Ma'or, and then the B'samim. Says the Gemara. Gemara says, continues the sugya, and the Lord just passes now, look, how do we pass against Rabbi Yehovah, Yehoshua, Be'em Rav, look, give him Yisham, and B'samim, Akak Ma'or. A look is like the one who says, B'samim, Nakar, that's the way we do it. The question is, why didn't we just say, we pass like Beis Shammai? So that we didn't do, because we can't say, Beis Shammai can negate Beis Hillel. But he's saying at the Minna, because Rav wasn't sure what the halakha was. So therefore, rather than quoting the Lashon of the Mishnah, he said simply that it's the halakha is, it's the halakha that we establish, is the minig is to do it this way, the halakha is this way, which is the way we do it today, that we do besamim, and then we do the or on the ner. That is the way we're knowing, not getting into the halakha, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, but rather, this is the halakha that Rav Moreh and Paskin. Murray discusses another halakha on the Gavit Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Nageya to a brach of yav, to brachos of yayin, and you want to make a brach on the shemen, on the fragrant, the oil, the shemen, the smell, the smell, the fragrant oil. Which bracha she make first, and how she'd make the bracha? Says the Gemara, Beis Shammai Yomim, Kais Bimino, Beis Shammai Bar Vismolo. You hold a cup of yayin in your right, and then you the cup of the shemen, or the shemen that you're going to, fragrant oil in your left. First you make a bracha, and that's why you hold it on the right, because we always make a bracha something at the right is more chashuv. So therefore, you always hold it in the right hand for the chashuvus of the bracha. So there, since you're going to make the bracha of yayin first, hold the yayin in the right hand, and the shemen or which is left, you hold that in the left hand. Because that comes next. Again, the svara of why why should yayin come first? Why would yayin come before the bracha? So again, the svara there is because it's a kaveku. They'll say yayin that delicious goes. Because the ikur is that a person drinks yayin, it goes into your guf. It's something your nana from directly. Mash ain kain the besamim. It's not direct into your guf, and therefore. The halacha is therefore you make a bracha on the coast first, then the shemen. Beis Hillel says the shemen arev b'imino, the shemen in the right and the coast b'smalo. First you make a bracha on the shemen. V'yitalchu b'rosh ha-shemen. What do you do with the shemen? What do you do with your hand now that has the oil on it? Talchu b'rosh ha-shemen. You go ahead. If you don't have a place to wipe the oil off your hand, so you take it and you wipe it on the rosh ha-shemen. You put it on the head of the shamish, on his head. So again, the idea is that the person that you have a problem, you have the oil in your hand, you can't go out with the hand oil and you're dripping from your hand. It's not proper. So you put it on the rosh of the shamish. That's what he's there for, to service you. But if it's a tamakal kum, it's must talk about kaisen. Do it on the wool. Shein shivko shal tamakal kum liosil tibifusam. To put it on the head of the tamakal kum, the shamish would be inappropriate because it's tamakal kum. He should go out with mavusam, perfumed with the smell of the shemen. Mavusam, perfume oil, would be the lack of a covered for tamakal kum. And therefore, we shouldn't do that. That's for any tamakal kum. It would not be proper to go out in any circumstance. And therefore, you put it on the wool. Talk about koisel, and then you could take the wool off your hand, and then you can go ahead, and then you make the bracha on the yayin. You make a bracha on the yayin. Gemara says that this is the halakha again. That the what's the reason why the yayin shemen arev is again the svara is because some say that lemaisa talking about bechol where yayin is not kvius and Shabbos suda where we don't have the yayin is the kvius in the suda. That, of course, always goes first. But in a weekday where people don't generally have yayin in the Suda, that's what Pemosha says would be the that would come first, therefore before even the yayin. Says the Gemara Maisa, Rav Chana bar Avichuna bar Yosef ben Galchli, Rav Chana and Rav Chana were sitting and eating. Rav Zeira called Meshamesh Kamayu. Zeira was waiting on them, was serving them. Gemara says, Olav Atalan Tavaya b'chad yodah. Rav Zeira went up, and he brought wine and oil, and he carried it by the other. He brought it in one hand. Now, we know that you're supposed to do is the right hand, according to Beis Shammai, right hand the yayin, and the left hand the shemen, Beis Hillel is vakeret. But he both bolted him in one hand. So Amalei Bar Chana criticized him. Mayodei Chareisa Kotoyim. What's with your other hand? Do you have is something wrong with your hand? Do you have a problem with your hand? Do you have a katoya? Is there something that your hand is missing that you can't carry in two hands the way you're supposed to? Each one in one hand? That's the way it should be done. That you take it, and you give one to the right hand. You give it to the person in his right hand. Make the bracha first, and the left one. So the fact that you put it in one hand, vice does that to you. It's inappropriate. And so he mocked him, and he said, "What did you have? You must have something wrong with your hand. You're missing a hand that you don't have any, that you can't carry it together." So Gemara says that was the way he said. So when only Rabba Barbachana. Abba Bachana said to him, "What? This is what you're doing. Why are you doing it this way?" But instead of just asking him, like he made fun of him, he mocked him. So the Gemara says, "Kazal Abba." So Abba Bachana's father got angry at the disrespect that he saw, the way he disrespected his son. So the Gemara says he got this angry at them. What did he say? Amalei said to him, "Let me start the Atul Vibukam." Number one, it's not only bad enough that you're sitting and he's standing. And he's the great. He's greater than you when he's standing. The old Rabbi Cohen is a Cohen. The Amishmul Mishtamish Bakuna Moel is a Cohen. How could you let the Cohen serve you? You know, a person that goes hit Mishtamish Bakuna is considered Moel Behektish. You're Moel. So therefore, how are you allowed to do that? Bechlal, how are you allowed to do that? When it says Ad Mekala, so when it says, and yet you still go ahead after all that, you still go ahead and you make a lot of him, you make fun of him. So I pass in a gezera. You should go ahead. You should go ahead. He should sit back and sit down and recline. And you go ahead and serve him. Number one, because the kohen, number one, could be he's greater than you. The question is interesting. Why did he have to wait and tell him that the katila? Why didn't he criticize him right away, even before he saw that he mocked him by making this statement? Why didn't he just say to him, "It's not proper. He's a kohen. He shouldn't be serving you. You should be serving him." Why wasn't that said first? First, that the will be the vislachar is something that he should have said v'klal from day one before he even began the criticism. So lemaisa the so that the Gemara is going to see, maybe we'll have an answer in the Gemara coming up with the next maisa, maybe to explain this maisa as well. Gemara says, "Minach shtamish akun olamo." Where do you get it from? That person shtamish a kohen, use a kohen, you consider more. Gemara be Rakhav Hashem Rishmul Amma Gemalei Abba Tukosh Hashem Akelim Kodesh. Said in the pasuk, we have in the pasuk. A pasuk in Ezra. Ezra said, "Atem ko Hashem, Kelim Kodesh. You're holy, and the Kelim are holy. My Kelim is not being moiled. So that you take the Kelim and the Mikdash and use them. You moil behekdus. So to Mustarish be Kohanim, use the Kohanim. The same thing. You're over Meila as well. Just like the putting the same pasuk. Just like you're over by that. You're over the same thing as well. You're over considered Meila as well." So Gemara said that the Lamaisa, it was a Machlokes Rishonim, a famous Machlokes Rishonim, whether the Rishonim, the Arenu Tam, that whether they were allowed to go ahead and have a Kohen serve him, a Kohen do a lock of him, a Kohen serve and wash his hands, and is a Kohen allowed to be, for a Tamachalkam, is a Kohen allowed to be Machlokvodo, for a Tam, especially today when there's no Makam and Mikdash, we're allowed to do that today to serve a Tamachalkam. So the question is you allowed to do that or not? It's a big shayla halacha amongst the poskim and the achrayim, whether it was such a thing to do so or not. So Mela, therefore, the when he criticized him, that's why maybe you could say, according to one, the father didn't criticize him right away. Why are you letting my son serve? He's a kohen. It could be that he was ma'amaychel akvodo. Mela, therefore, was serving the tamir chachamim, meroyim, great meroyim, and for that, maybe that was allowed. Only once he saw that he was mavazeh him, criticized him that he used everything he served in one hand. So maybe there, then he said it was inappropriate, and now he could tell him he brought in again. The idea is that you can't be a gokhan. That's the way some of the refreshim want to explain why he waited until now to tell him this and not before. Says the another halacha. Mishnah Meshamayah Bara. Mishnah the lashon of the Mishnah. Is it bara or is it? Is it proper to say the lashon of our lashon hoyve? Gemara says al ditan Meshamayah. Gemara says kun deshita Meshamayah. We make the bracha of bara pi agafen. We say he created the one who created in the past. Al ditan Meshalosko bara pi agafen. Who creates? The same idea should apply. The same machlokas. The bracha bara pi agafen. Somebody said, no, it wouldn't be the same difference. Yayin is kash b'chol shana v'shana. Yayin is great, new grapes every year. So therefore, in a chanami, it should be new. But Asian is kash b'chol shana. It's not your sustel, your comparison between the bracha b'rmi or Asian, machlokes shama and hilo, should be the same thing. But yayin is no. Yayin isn't Scottish. Every good time, there's a new crop, a new wine. A new wine was created. So that could be the way it's created in the future. It's created now in the present tense. B'shami would agree to that. Mashayin came to Ash, was only created then. The original fire was created in Matzi Shabbos, the Rishon. And therefore, that's when Beshami would disagree and say, that's the original fire. And Mela, therefore, it should be created, you should say, Beloshan Ava, not Beloshan Yachid. Says the that was go back to the original fire. Says Mar Daish, we learned in a sidetrack about this in of Ash. Ash for Kalayim, Afish, Lunivul Beshesh Mebreshis. Even though fire and Kalayim and a mixture and a Kalayim, we'll see which animals are talking about as a Kalayim. Even those things were not created in Beshesh Mebreshis, but they were created right afterwards. Avol Machshava Beshesh Mebreshis. Originally, the thought was Hashem to create it in the Beshesh Mebreshis. Hashem waited and didn't do that. It was done right afterwards. You know, the idea of the crossbreed between a horse and a donkey. And when I said that to create a mule and also fire was Eresha had in mind before, but he didn't create it, but it was had in mind. The Machshava was before. Kalayim, when I said by Kalayim, where do we see it from? Where it says in a pasuk. Moses is a pasuk in Tanakh in Divrei Hayamim. Upnei Tzivon Ayeh Va'Ana. Who Ana Hashem Matzas Hayamim B'Minbar. These are the sons of Tzivon Ayeh and Ana, and he's the same Ana who Moses says who discovered Yamim Midas. What does mean Yamim? What does Yamim mean? It means it is the human. It's that min. It's a It's the human. It's the type of animal that comes from a mixer. Rabbanan says it means hayemim. It means hayemim is half a horse and half a donkey, which is a mule. Which means, therefore, again, that Anna was the one who discovered this crossbreed, this mule that came from a donkey and a horse. That was something that he discovered. So you see that he discovered it. So Mela, therefore, where did he discover it from? It had to be come from someplace. So it came the idea that Makshava wasn't Sheshem Mebereshis to mix these two animals. But again, it wasn't done until afterwards. But it's the same thing as Esh. Bela Mesimanim. These are the simanim of the mule that makes it unique. Where it says, "Am Yudah Kol Shazav Ketanos." If its ears are small, Imo Susfarak of Kamar. Then its mother is a horse and its father is a donkey. Gedolos, if they're large, Imo Kamura or Imo of a Sus. Then its mother is a Kamar and of a Sus. So you can see if it comes from a different mixture, a different hybrid, a different mixture of two different animals. So it's, if it's a different surah, it becomes from a different mixture of animals. The Gemara says this would be halacha of the idea of what would be the type of things that we talked about, the mixture itself, that these are the ones that were added on to post Shemei Bereishis, but the Makshava was there to do so before. So I think Gemara says Ramana Mifkalila Nisai. Ramana went ahead and told those who run the base nasi, those who run the house of the nasi, he gave them instructions, and he told them, he put them with the when you go ahead and you want to use mules for the wagon of the base nasi, to own Zivnan Ilan, to Nidino Katka, make sure you go ahead and you buy ones that the ears are very small, Shimo Susa Kamar, because that one we know is the mother's from a horse, and the father is a Kamar. So therefore, if you have this and you use it to ones that have this comes from the mother and the father like this, so then the luck would be to use them in leading the wagon, other ones in the same bin, without having to go ahead and just take a different mixture of animals and put them together, and you're over in the Indian of the Saksha Samadik. So you can't go ahead and use to be able to have different types of animals hooked on and put together and tied together in a pull a carriage or a wagon. You can't do that. So Mamela, the same idea over here, that use it the same money tells you that the simen is that the ears are small. You know, it's the same men of a mule that comes from the same mother and father. What did he do? What did he do to make this work? Zimon Chamura. Chamura says, if went ahead, he prepared a female donkey, and he put on it, this is a male sus. That's when paradigm came, a mule came from the mother's royal lamb. You brought something in the world, something that's going to have harm. Maybe also they shall dover. I'm going to bring something also, Anna, who's going to go ahead and harm someone, who's going to go ahead and cause harm. In other words, so since he went in and created this thing, so it was to punish him that you created something that's bad. So Kosh Baruch was also going to go ahead and create something that's bad from you, that the bad for him, that Kosh Baruch didn't agree with what he did. He prepared a female snake, and he put on it a male frog. And the kavar came from it, a very, very dangerous animal, came from this, that damaging to people, that is a very, very serious harmful animal. And they can cause, and see, Anna was talking, Gemara says, was bitten by such an animal, very, very dangerous an animal. So therefore, they was punished because he made this mixture. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu punished him accordingly. So the Gemara says, what is it? How is it dangerous? It's in all my days. Any person who ever will tell you that it was stung by a chavar, this type of animal, and he lived. Or he was bit by a mad dog and lived, had rabies. Or bit a mule that kicked a person and you were able to survive. These are things that are full proof that a person can live with these things. The male, therefore, that's what he got. He got this punishment, and this is because it's these things of the bites of this animal is extremely dangerous, and that's what happened to him for bringing this mixture into the world. into the world. And Mefarshim, of course, asks, if this thing was Machshava and Sheish Shmei Bereishis, as we just finished saying, just needed someone to bring it out, so then the Chayra, that's how do we reconcile that? That why should that be considered something that would be acceptable to be able to do? So let's see the Gemara. What did he do? Gemara says he went ahead and did this thing. And therefore, he was punished. So Gemara says, now, Gemara wants to go back to the Shai that we talked about, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a Machshava. What was the Machshava? Aish, what did we see? Aish, what says, Rabbi Yochum Hashem Rab Zerah. That this special light that was created on the first day of creation only was used for 36 hours after the Adam was created. After that, it was removed. Why? What was the 36 hours? 12 of Friday. 12 of them from Friday night. 12 of Shabbos and 12 that during the day of Shabbos. This light was so powerful that Adam was able to look from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Even Shlo Paskar, he wrote, when he saw that it didn't, that it says even if he sinned, it didn't, it still the light didn't stop, it still continued having this bright light. Yisgal kolam kulo mishayra. So the whole world began to sing, Shanema takas kol shamayim misharua. That the entire world began to sing, that the, and we must explain what this means, that the Shanema, as it says in the Pasik, takas kol shamayim misharua. So you see, what does it come to tell? The Misha, or Rua, compass arets. Who do you sing to? The one who created the light in the four corners of the world. When Shabbos left, when Shabbos left, then darkness began to come. Misharia, the mother was afraid. Maybe that's the snake that says it's going to bite the person. It's referring to him. This snake that received the punishment to go on its belly on the ground and to bite people, bite the heels of people. Maybe it's coming to harm me. How do I know? Prepared for him two stones. Gemara said, "The kish zezet yetz meyari." They rubbed one against the other, and a fire came out. Ksev lele or badeni created on the fire. Gemara says, "Birach le bar miareish." He bent the bracha bar miareish on this creation for fire. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this to protect them from the animals, from being the animals by having this light will scare them off. So therefore, he made the bracha bar miareish on that original fire. Shmuel says, that's why the minute comes from to make the bracha on Matzei Shabbos, because that was the beginning of the creation of the fire, as we just finished saying, that it was created by Adam Rishon on Matzei Shabbos. It was given him to be a kapara for the fact that we said that you go in and created something that was not supposed to be created, that wasn't created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gemara says, because the fire already rested the entire day, and therefore there's nothing to do, which means referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, burnt out the whole day. And it says that therefore we know when it was permitted to use, when it was not permitted to use. And it says that this was the halacha that we allow you to do that because it was given to a person to be able to use on the time when one is allowed to use it. In other words, not on Shabbos or Yom Tov, but afterwards, a person could go ahead and after Yom Kippur, it's still where it's burning. They use the flame that came through the whole Yom Kippur is what the way we do it. It's therefore the Masad Yifus creation. So therefore, we say it's as a simon that since it was usher to you to light a fire on Yom Kippur on Shabbos and you do it Matzei Shabbos, it's not because this is now permitted. We're allowed to doing something that is permitted, which was not permitted before. We'll stop here at the Mishnah.